In 2012, the knocks out of the qualifiers, and I suppose we had the blink over them the last few years before that, and then they started beating us recently. So it's like it's going to be a tough game. We're definitely taking it for granted. They're coming in from Division One, like, so they've a lot of tough games under their belt from Division One, and they will be a tough team to beat. And we're definitely taking it for granted, you know.
They bet you in that qualifier, and they also beat you then in the league last year as well. Psychologically, that will have maybe give them a bit of a lift.
Maybe so, but we probably should have bet them that last year in the league. We were 6 points up at one stage, and we managed to let them back into the game, and didn't close it out. As I suppose it's been a bit of a pattern over us for the last couple of games too, but that's something we're looking to overcome now, and close games out when we're ahead. So suppose if we get ahead against them, we're looking to really close the game out, you know.
I mean, they have a new manager in this season, but a lot of the players from former years still about, and players that you'd be fairly familiar with, Derry.
Yeah, a lot of the likes of Desi Dolan there. He's a top player, like, and his experience is huge to that Westmead team. If you like Dennis Glennon too, he's a top player, like, there last couple of years, and like, you have a lot of other players there too that are just as good, and like, they're well capable of causing damage on a day. So, but look, we have a homework done, and we're just looking to maybe play our own game also, rather than concentrating on them too much.
Yeah, I mean, looking back on last year, Aidan O'Rourke, he was master of the game plan against Leashdown and Port Leash. That performance certainly rated, I think, as the best under O'Rourke's stewardship so far.
Yeah, but like, I think Leash were kind of looking past us last year, and we kind of nearly caught them in the hop. Like, so I suppose we kind of got a bit carried away with that game last year, and maybe that's what happened to us against Wexford. We probably should have beat Wexford in the quarterfinals, and maybe we weren't mentally strong enough to handle the whole Leash game. That's beating them by 10 points and coming out against a so-called lesser team or lesser county, and I think that's what Marty and Aidan and the rest of the boys have been kind of talking to us during the year. Being mentally strong and being able to control your aggression on the pitch, and be mentally strong and see the game out, you know.
Cusick Park, is that a pitch do you think that will suit you, or somewhere maybe like Navan with a bit more open space might have been more to your liking?
Yeah, I suppose, like, if there's we're better on the Prunty pitches, and Westmead at the Prunty pitch, so yeah, like, it's a fast pitch which suits us down to the ground. I suppose during the National League, like, the draw that was probably a bit sluggish for us and didn't really suit us, and I suppose you've seen it up against Donegal. It was a very boggy pitch and doesn't really suit us. So look, we went the fast pitch on a summer's day, like, it suits us down to the ground. It's perfect for us coming in the championship, you know.
Yeah, a few dry days now and they're running into Saturday would be to your liking.
Yeah, as I said, like, that suits us down to the ground. Like, you've seen in 2010 when we were in the championship, and I think every game was great weather, and we've seen every game out, and we played to our best ability, you know, in that sort of weather. But look, it's either way, if it is raining, it's not a factor really. We're concentrating on our game plan no matter the weather, you know. So that's the plan, you know.